Hey, Bible readers, welcome to the Bible Kneecap. Every day you can listen to or read the passage of Scripture from our chronological reading plan, then listen to the Bible Recap, and then you'll come here to pray through the Scripture that we've read each day. So our process will be read, recap, respond. Each day's prayer will be in the range of 1 to 2 minutes. We'll be using a prayer method called PRAY. It's an acronym that stands for Praise, Repent, Ask, Yield. Again, that's Praise, Repent, Ask, Yield. Each day, we'll be changing up what we're praising God for. It will usually connect to the God shot from that day's episode. After that, we'll point you to some ways to repent and ask and yield, but those will obviously look different for each person on each day, depending on what's happening in your heart and your life. Before we begin, one thing I want to point out is that following along with pre-written prayer is not meaningless or vain. Even Jesus himself gave us a prescribed prayer to pray when he gave his disciples the Lord's Prayer. And Old Testament Jews and the believers of the early church glorified God and took comfort in praying the prayers of the Psalms, written by David and many others. Those prayers not only help us connect with God, but they help teach us his character as well. As you listen to my prayer each day, echo it back to God in your own heart and feel free to expound on it in your own words. This is intended to be not only another teaching tool, but a catalyst for your own extended conversations with God after I say amen. Father, we praise you for your great plan to redeem us. From before the world was formed, you planned to send your Son to rescue the people you hadn't yet created. And in that plan, you use so many unlikely people as a part of the process and the prophecies. From a poor virgin girl to an unborn baby to an elderly woman. Jesus, we praise you for coming to restore the earth you created. What a far cry from heaven. You descended to us to take on human flesh and bridge the gap between us and the Father. Thank you for that. Your birth is the yes that surpasses all our prayers and the peace that surpasses all our fears. Spirit, we praise you for the divine revelation you gave to John the Baptist even in the womb, for the way you revealed spiritual truths to him throughout his life, and for verifying the identity of Jesus as he began his ministry. You guide us into all truth. Have mercy on me, God. I'm a sinner. We repent of our sins and turn to you, and we ask you to make our hearts clean. Today, would you remind us that we already have all we need in you? You surpass all our wants and desires. We are loved by the God of the universe, who adopted us into his family, who cares for us with such attention and detail. You never forget us. So by the power of your Spirit in us, help us to remember you today. We surrender our lives to you, Lord. Every moment of our day, each decision we make, we yield our will and way to your perfect will and way. We love you too. Amen.